Guess what, Lions? For as little as $5 a month, you can get access to exclusive bonus audio content and help this program grow by joining the Lions of Liberty Pride. To learn more, head over to lionsofliberty.com/support.
Welcome to Felony Friday, a presentation of the Lions of Liberty podcast. Here is your host, John Odermatt.
Felons, friends, and freedom lovers, it is time for another edition of Felony Friday right here on the Lions of Liberty podcast. Felony Friday, of course, is the show that focuses each and every week on exposing injustice in the broken criminal justice system. This is episode number 81 of Felony Friday, so that means you'll be able to find the show notes with links and notes to everything that we're going to discuss today, and we're going to discuss a lot because this is a felony review episode of Felony Friday. You can find all that stuff and read along at home at lionsofliberty.com/FF81. Now, I'm going to get to introducing my guest in just a moment here. He's a guy that you know and love. He's a friend of the Lions of Liberty podcast. He is Roger Paxton of the Lava Flow podcast. And I'll do a formal intro of Roger in a minute here. But before I do that, I want to talk about our sponsor for today's show. We are sponsored once again by Martin Armory. And martinarmory.com was founded on the simple goal of making buying a gun easy and affordable. Instead of carrying thousands of different types of guns, martinarmory.com only carries 25. They carry the best of the best. And by using this type of business model, where they're not spreading themselves trying to get every type of gun under the sun, just focusing on the best, they're able to procure these guns at the absolute lowest prices. They are truly ridiculous prices. They're so low. So do yourself a favor, go to martinarmory.com right now and find a gun. Find the gun that you like, a handgun, maybe a rifle, a shotgun. You will not find better prices anywhere. Add it to your cart, check out. But when you're checking out, don't forget to enter promo code LIONS at checkout because you're going to get free shipping on that firearm also. So don't hesitate, guys. If you haven't gone there yet, even if you have, go again. They're always changing out the guns that they have and looking for better deals. So please visit martinarmory.com and enter promo code LIONS at checkout. And let's get rolling with this show, guys. Today on Felony Friday, we welcome Roger Paxton to the show. Roger is a liberty activist and the host of the Lava Flow podcast. It's an outstanding show. If you haven't checked it out, it is a must listen to in my podcast feed. So definitely check out the Lava Flow podcast. Roger is a friend of this show. He's been on, actually, just a couple weeks ago. We recorded an episode of Libertarians in Living Rooms Drinking Liquor with Roger and Chris Spangle of We Are Libertarians. And I'll link to that in the show notes. It was a really entertaining show. So if you missed that one, definitely go back and check it out. And during that show, we were discussing a story that we talked about here on Felony Friday that had to do with a PSU fraternity and some members of that fraternity being charged in the death of a pledge. In response to something that I said, Roger asked me if I wanted me to make him his slave. So with that response, you can hear his laughter now. I wanted to bring Roger on to Felony Friday to talk about some felonies and to play Is This a Crime? So Roger, welcome to Felony Friday.
It's good to be here, and, you know, too bad Chris isn't here so I can educate him all over again like I did a couple of weeks ago, but that's okay. I've got you, so we can take care of that.
Well, hopefully Spangle's listening, so he can get his education that way.
I'm sure he is.
But, Roger, you know, I just want to kick things off before we get into talking about. We have a bunch of new stories to get through today. We want to play Is This a Crime towards the end of this show. But before we do that, I just want to ask you a question. How many felonies have you committed today?
At least three, according to statistics.
Yeah, that is true. That's the that's Harvey Silverglate's book, and I did interview him. I will link to that on the show notes page, and that is true. According to statistics, we've all committed three felonies pretty much every day, give or take a few. Might have some days where you commit more or less, but it is truly an over-legislated, over-regulated society that we live in. And Roger, you know, I've heard your interviews before with Mark on this show, and I've listened to the Lava Flow podcast. But maybe for people who, you know, maybe they're just hearing you for the first time today, if you could just give the Felony Friday audience, the Lions of Liberty audience, just a little bit of an overview of what you're all about, why you started the Lava Flow podcast, and what you're passionate about.
Well, I started the Lava Flow, gosh, nearly 3 years ago now, because I'd been banging my head against the wall in Libertarian Party politics, becoming the chair of the OPR in Arkansas, reviving that party, which was basically a dead party when I took it over, getting us full ballot access for the first time in Arkansas history. I was banging my head against the wall for a decade in that party and getting nowhere. So even after my wife was chair, then I was secretary, we still weren't getting anywhere. So, you know, running 45 candidates, it was still a waste of time. So I decided to put my efforts elsewhere. I started the podcast, The Lava Flow, began looking at other activist opportunities. That's something that might actually make a difference. And so my wife and I moved our two children up to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Been up here now for almost 2 years. And absolutely loving it. I mean, being up here around thousands of like-minded libertarians who really get, you know, what we're trying to do and get the activism and for achieving liberty in our lifetime. It's just been a fantastic thing. And of course, now I've expanded my podcast network from the Lava Flow, and I've added several other podcasts, including the ANCAP Barbershop, the Free Coast Freecast, and one of my favorites, Resist the Empire, a libertarian view of the Star Wars universe. And so I do that with a good buddy of mine named Brian. And so if you're into Star Wars and into libertarianism, definitely check that podcast out.
Those are all different podcast feeds. Is there a place where everything is compiled together for everything you're working on there?
Not yet. Eventually, I'm going to have a streaming service set up with all of our podcasts on it and just another RSS feed that you can download all of the Pax Libertas Productions podcasts as well. But just haven't gotten to that point yet.
Very cool. Very cool. A busy man, Roger Paxton. Busy liberty activist.
Yeah, I wouldn't have it any other way, though.
So let's jump right into this and talk about some felonies trending in the news. Let's start with some good news, actually, because there was something, in my mind at least, hopefully you agree, Roger, maybe you don't, that happened out in Oregon, where there was a bill in the state legislature out there that passed House Bill 2355. And to put it simply, what the bill does is it makes simple possession of people call hard drugs, in air quotes, like heroin, MDMA, and meth, it makes them punishable by no more than a year in prison, where previously you get much more than that. So what it does is essentially takes what were felonies and makes them misdemeanors. Obviously, in an ideal libertarian society, a more free society, this stuff should be completely legal. But I look at this as a step of some progress forward, maybe something other states can mirror and do similar things. In your mind, Roger, when you look at what Oregon has done here, is this legislation that you would support?
100%. I mean, you have to look at this from the perspective of the people who are busted with these drugs. Their lives are literally ruined for the rest of their life over something as simple as having a little bit of pot, a little bit of meth, a little bit of heroin. That can literally ruin your life. This now makes that to where that's no longer the case. You will basically get a fine, but you don't have a felony hanging over your head for the rest of your life. You don't have to worry about spending years in jail. And it's really, my perfect example that I always try to talk about when it comes to this is Obama admitted to smoking marijuana. If he had been caught smoking marijuana, he never would have been the president of the United States of America. And we have destroyed hundreds of thousands of other kids' lives and regular people's lives over that same issue. And he saw no hypocrisy in that. But bills like this are actually going to start rectifying that situation. And I support it 100%.
Well, Bill Clinton admitted to smoking marijuana too, but he just didn't inhale. So
right. Well, yeah, I believe that.
But I mean, Barack Obama obviously has a lot of problems. There were many, many problems with his presidency. But one thing that you have to give him some credit for is he was good with, and I've talked about a lot on this show, I've brought on a lot of people who were granted clemency by Barack Obama. And he should have gone a lot farther. Like you said, these were things, you know, he experimented with drugs and he was open about it. And then he didn't really campaign for changing drug laws, but he did, which is a good thing, get some people out of prison who were serving life sentences or very long sentences for some just ridiculous, I mean, just nonviolent drug crimes that it's very, very minor stuff. I mean, obviously not even crimes at all in the minds of libertarians.
No one should ever be given a life sentence for a nonviolent crime, period. I don't care what that crime is. If there's no violence involved, you should not be spending the rest of your life in prison. I would go one further, being, you know, the anarchist that I am. If you haven't committed violence against someone else, you shouldn't spend a day in prison because you haven't aggressed against anybody else. But, you know, I am an anarchist, so what do you expect?
So if, I guess in an anarchist society, if somebody had committed fraud, then what would be your outline for restitution there?
To me, fraud is violence because you have committed an act of aggression against another human being. Now, it's not violence in the frame of, okay, I've hit somebody, I've shot somebody. It's not violence in that frame, but it is violence from the perspective that you've harmed someone else. You've taken away from them. So I would lump that in with violence, but in a libertarian society, even for somebody who has committed a violent act, I don't necessarily think that we can put them in prison. I don't necessarily think that we can violently aggress against them at the time when they're no longer aggressing against someone else. I think that we can seek restitution from them. If they don't pay for that restitution, they can be shunned from society, you know, obviously not allowed to go to certain private to certain private property, that sort of thing. But, you know, and this goes to Bob Murphy and some of Murray Rothbard's writings. Chaos Theory would be the pamphlet I would check out by Robert Murphy on how do we really handle these situations if we don't want to aggress against other people.
Well, we will get into talking about acts of violence and if they should be crimes or not when we play Is This a Crime at the end. We have a couple ones lined up. So excited to hear more from you about that when we do that. Before we get to that, though, I just want to talk about an outrageous bill that I just came across today. And as soon as I saw it, I just had to talk about it with you, Roger. This is up in Massachusetts, so sort of your neck of the woods, almost, a little bit. Massachusetts is very different than New Hampshire, of course.
Right.
But up in Massachusetts, there was a drug bill. There is a drug bill. It has not been passed that would send people to prison just for having a secretive compartment in their car, just for installing one. This bill was dreamed up by a Massachusetts Democratic state rep by the name of Stefan, I'm not sure which, Hay. He is a Democrat out of Fitchfield. And essentially what he's trying to do is make it a crime just for having a hidden compartment. And even for people who would maybe help you make this hidden compartment, that would also be a crime. And if you have even drug paraphernalia or even some cash or a gun in this hidden compartment, that would be a crime. Or the hidden compartment could even be completely empty and it would still be a crime according to this bill. So I don't know if this will have legs. I don't know anything about the state legislator up there in Massachusetts. For all I know, this could be something that they'll be excited about and pass. I have my doubts, but Roger, what the hell is going on in Massachusetts?
Massachusetts is a little bit insane, and we call them assholes from up here in New Hampshire. And we, you know, we want them to come up to New Hampshire and spend all their, you know, their tourism dollars. But please go back on Sunday after you visited for the weekend, because we can't stand them. I mean, this is absolutely asinine. Coming from a Democrat, first of all, the Democrats who are supposed to be the party of protecting individual rights, yet this Democrat wants to give the police the ability to steal your property for having a hole in your car, basically, that you made. I mean, come on. This is insanity. I love the sentence here. It presumes that any hidden compartment in the vehicle is used, quote, for the purpose of transporting or distributing controlled substances. Now, that is a presumption that has to be proven normally in our society, innocent until proven guilty, but not if this bill passes. This bill would absolutely make that guilty until proven innocent, and that is horrendous.
Yeah, and I liked in the article where I read this on Drug War Chronicles, what they talked about, they compared this to a South Dakota law deeming the use of meth or possession of meth by a parent as child abuse. So saying that even just having meth and using it around a child is child abuse. Of course, that is not directly child abuse. It can lead to child abuse. So sure. It's the same type of thing, but
well, alcohol can lead to child abuse too. Are we going to, you know, start making alcohol illegal? I mean, there's lots of things that can lead to child abuse. I mean, stepping on a Lego could lead to child abuse. We're going to ban Legos now. I mean, come on. That's ridiculous.
That is the truth. If I stepped on it wasn't a Lego. It was a little giraffe probably about 2 months ago. And I almost punched a hole in the wall. It was one of the most painful things I've ever experienced in my life. But
I'll tell you, the one that got me was one of those little plastic, like a G.I. Joe gun type thing. And it was apparently sticking up in the carpet when I step on it. Oh, my goodness. That was crazy. But I didn't abuse my child over it. So
yeah. Just take a deep breath. You will heal. You will get over the injury there. But yeah, just have a little restraint. Next thing I want to talk about, you know, we're talking about Massachusetts. Let's go south to Kentucky. And this is some more good news. So two good stories on Felony Friday. Sometimes we have none. So let's continue with the good news. We had a bad story from Massachusetts sandwiched in the middle there. So in Kentucky, the Kentucky Senate wants to expand felony expungement. And what they've looked at, you know, obviously we wish that they would go further. But what they're looking at, this is State Senator Jim Higdon. He's a Republican. And what he's trying to do is get it so that people who have what I guess they call them Class D felonies, these low-grade felonies, to give them a second chance. So someone who is guilty of trafficking, like small quantities of marijuana, that, you know, instead of, you know, having to wait or allowing them, I guess what this bill would do, allow them after 10 years to have their felony expunged and they pay a fine, but at least it's off their record. Obviously not ideal, but you know, sometimes you go back and forth, at least I do, Roger, as a libertarian, you know, is it worth supporting a law like this that is just such a small gain? Or is this something that you really shouldn't support because it doesn't go far enough? What are your thoughts on that?
And, you know, that's a really tough one. I ran into the issue in Arkansas when they were first trying to pass medical marijuana many years ago, and it still hasn't passed. But they were at the time that were going to severely, heavily regulate the industry, basically making it to where only the government could sell marijuana. And, I mean, that was a big problem for me, so I didn't support that bill. Now, looking at it in hindsight, I probably should have, because it would have given potentially, you know, very good medicine to people who need it. So I still should have supported that. It still wouldn't have passed in Arkansas. But looking back on that, I have to look at it from those eyes. I think that any gains that we can get are gains that we should go for. You know, I would push the button tomorrow if I could to completely, you know, turn us into an anarchist society. I absolutely would. But I know that that's not going to happen. In order to get there, we have to – we didn't get here overnight to this massive government society that we live in. We're not going to get rid of it overnight. So I think any gains that we can get are gains that we need to latch on to and support. Maybe not support, you know, financially, maybe not go gung-ho with it and all of that, but at least give it some support. It's like, hey, yes, I think that this is a good idea. Should it go further? Absolutely. Again, it goes back to the other case. Should somebody who's committed a nonviolent crime be convicted of a felony? I don't think so. I absolutely don't. At the most, you should be able to give them a fine. It's basically what we're talking about here is people who sell drugs, people who are into prostitution, people who do these voluntary transactions that harm nobody else. There should never be a felony involved in that.
100% agree with you. And I can definitely relate to what you said about Arkansas with the medical marijuana. I know that there was a big controversy in Ohio recently in this past election. They had a ballot initiative where they were trying to do a similar thing. They were trying to legalize, I believe it was recreational marijuana. But it was such a blatantly crony scheme that people actually advocating to legalize marijuana turned against it. Because what it would have done is given the control of the entire marijuana industry in the state to like four or five different people. And it was just so blatant. They were only like the only people allowed to produce, only people allowed to grow. They would have owned the entire supply chain for marijuana distribution in Ohio. So I think in that case, in cases like that, it might make sense to wait and try to get something better. But I agree with you. And in a case like this, I think it is pretty clear cut. I mean, there's no reason. Obviously, people that are committing these nonviolent crimes shouldn't have any jail time, but at least help these people, you know, get the felony off the record. So if I was in Kentucky, I would definitely, you know, call up my state senator and give him a pat on the back for supporting legislation like this.
And interestingly enough, going back to the Arkansas situation, I was told by many libertarians, you know, you're crazy. We need to at least get this law passed and then we can make it better, you know, over the years. And I said, there's no way because government doesn't do that. But then I move up here to New Hampshire where they passed medical marijuana before I moved up here. And then this past year in the legislature, they expanded the ability to get that medical marijuana. So now people with chronic pain as the only diagnosis can get medical marijuana, whereas before they couldn't. They expanded it some other way too, and I don't recall what that was either. Oh, I think to PTSD. So I was wrong. I mean, clearly in some areas, in some states, you can expand on those bills and make them even better, because the one that was initially passed here wasn't great either, but it's getting better every year.
Yeah. And maybe marijuana is one of those industries where it will kind of evolve over time. I'm just waiting for that first state that's going to step up to the plate and just straight up decriminalize it all the way across the board and just make it as a, you know, as I've heard many libertarians say, just make it as legal as buying tomatoes, yeah, as legal as anything. Hopefully, I don't know what state would be on track to do that, but hopefully someone steps up to the plate and we see what a real free market in marijuana would be like.
Well, the way Oregon's going, decriminalizing all of these other drugs, they may be on the path to do it. Of course, Washington has had decrim for a while, if I'm not mistaken, Washington State. Alaska might be another, you know, state where they could do something like that. But you're right. I mean, once it happens in one state, it'll start spreading like wildfire to the other states, just like medical marijuana did and just like decriminalization is.
We're just going to take a real quick break here. We'll be right back with more from Roger Paxton.
I firmly believe one of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones is to own a firearm. But for a lot of people, buying a gun can be an overwhelming process. There are just so many options, and not everyone feels comfortable walking into a gun store. Well, our friends at MartinArmory.com are doing their part to change that. Martin Armory was founded with a simple goal: to make buying a gun simple and affordable. Instead of carrying thousands of different guns, MartinArmory.com only carries 25. This allows them to focus on providing the most popular guns on the market at insanely cheap prices. And now, for a limited time, their prices are even more insane, as MartinArmory.com is offering Lions of Liberty listeners free shipping. Simply go to MartinArmory.com, pick an awesome gun, and enter the promo code LIONS. Again, that's MartinArmory.com. The promo code is LIONS.
With that being said, we're going to shift to the next part of the show here, and we're going to play America's fastest growing podcast game show, Is This a Crime? And Should They Do Time?
Is it a crime? Should they do time? Or do you think they learned their lesson from a hefty fine?
And I've actually had a little pushback recently from people in the Lions of Liberty Forum. And if you're not a member of the Lions of Liberty Forum, I don't know why you wouldn't be. It's so easy to join that you can just go to Facebook and punch Lions of Liberty Forum in the search bar at the top. And as long as you are a real person with a real profile pic, we will most likely let you in. But I had some pushback that people saying that this isn't a game show because there's no scoring system and there's no winners. And my response was, I don't care. It's my show. It's a game show.
Right.
So I don't know.
Well, you mentioned the Lions of Liberty Forum. I'm living proof that they'll let anybody in because they let me in. So.
That is true. Roger is active in the Lions of Liberty Forum. So if you have a problem with him in this show, you can take it up with him there. Anyway, let's move on here and talk about a disturbing case. And as we often talk about on Felony Friday, there's some difficult things to talk about, but that need to be talked about in these instances. So this is out of Chicago, I believe. A mother got probation, only probation, for the death of her newborn, which occurred because she threw her newborn immediately after having the child out of an eighth floor apartment story window. The reason she did this because nobody knew she was pregnant and she was trying to hide it from her parents. This happened back in 2015. At the time, she was charged with first-degree murder and ended up pleading down to involuntary manslaughter. The judge, Carol Howard, sentenced this woman to 48 months probation and ordered her to pay a $579 fine. So, I mean, there's a lot to unpack in this case, Roger. You know, I guess the first question, the most clear question is, is it a crime to throw a baby out of a window, and should this woman do time for that crime?
Is it a crime? Yes. Should the woman do time? No. She should be shot in the head. and I mean, I'm a nonviolent anarchist who believes 100% in the non-aggression principle, but there are certain crimes. I mean, hurting a child. You know, I hate it when anybody hurts anybody who's innocent, but nobody is more innocent than a child, especially a brand spanking new newborn, and she's going to throw this kid out the window. Now, of course, I would never go so far as to actually shoot the woman in the head, but it almost makes me wish I had been there at the time, because I think at the time that it were happening, I think that would have been a justifiable thing to do. Now, in retrospect, after it's over and, you know, of course, she's, you know, been captured or whatever for the crime, that brings up the question of restitution. Who does she pay restitution to? She's the mother of the child. Could she pay restitution to the father of the child, I guess, if we even know who the father is? I mean, that's a really tough one. I, you know, go back to libertarian writings on putting people in jail is also against the non-aggression principle. I tend to agree with that in a lot of cases, but in this situation, I mean, this one really, really hurts my heart, because I don't know how I would handle this if this were my child. Well, no, I take that back. If this were my child, I know how I would handle it. There would be nothing in the world that would stop me from taking this woman's life. But looking at it from a more rational standpoint, an unbiased standpoint, boy, that's a tough one.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point that you brought up, talking about it being justifiable at the time to shoot this woman in the face to stop her from throwing her child out the window. Right. I think that would be 100% justified. Sure. We had a case a couple of weeks ago that we talked about here on Felony Friday, where there was a ex-husband that came back to his estranged wife's house, who was giving her children a bath, and the husband and father came in and was trying to drown the children in the bathtub. And a neighbor, I think there was someone else in the house that ran out, got a neighbor, and a neighbor came in and killed the husband. And in my mind, that's 100% justified.
Absolutely.
Saving those children's lives. So I definitely agree with you there. And I think clearly this is a crime. I think we're in agreement there. And it's just hard for me. When you see something like this, something so awful, and you see that in today's society, where people are going to prison for, you know, freaking selling, you know, we just talked about it, selling drugs, selling marijuana, just these nonviolent crimes, or going to jail for years and years, several years, 10 years, a decade in prison for a nonviolent crime. And this woman, for dropping a baby, her baby, newborn.
No, she didn't drop
out of a window.
She didn't drop a baby. She threw the baby. I mean,
threw the baby.
That is
right.
Oh, it's disgusting. And what, a $500-some-odd fine? Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It is. Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure what the punishment should be, but it's hard. It's hard to even put into words how freaking awful this is.
Well, cooler heads than me would have to, you know, judge that situation, because I would not be able to rationally judge that situation, just because, you know, having two children, even without having two children, though, I mean, anybody who kills a baby, I mean, most people agree that that's a horrendous crime. So I don't know that you'd be able to find somebody who could have an unbiased judgment in that situation. But, so, oh, man.
Well, people who are for or in favor of and defend full-term abortion, you know, having an abortion. And there's people out there like that who think if, you know, it's a couple days before childbirth, you can still get an abortion.
Right.
I would think maybe people like that would defend something like this. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
It could be. But the percentage of people who actually believe that are very small. So, and you know, they're probably sociopathic to begin with. I mean, you would almost have to be, right? So I don't know.
You have to have no morals at all. I can't even imagine how anyone could be okay with that. Anyway, it's a horrible case. Tough to talk about stuff like that, but I think it's important. It's important to highlight a case where a woman gets such a small penalty when so many people have had their lives ruined for these petty nonviolent drug crimes, and this woman just gets a little probation sentence and gets really, really no punishment. Moving on, I want to talk about a viral video, and this video caused a little bit of controversy in the Lions of Liberty Forum. And it has recently been tagged on Facebook as showing graphic violence or gore, which I did not see that at all. I think it's pretty laughable that Facebook labeled it that way. I've seen much, much worse things on Facebook than this video. What the video is, pretty much to sum it up, and if you haven't seen it, I want to really suggest that you go to the show notes page and check this video out. Watch it for yourself. What it is a 15-year-old girl being detained by two two grocery store employees, loss prevention employees, that have this this girl in a headlock. They're grabbing her arms and sort of really just trying to get her back inside the store. And she, what she'd done is, apparently on the video, she tells the woman making the recording that she stole some candy from this store, and these two loss prevention employees continue to try to drag her back in the store, and she's flopping around, scraping her knees up, and people around watching this, there's a crowd that starts to gather that are just screaming obscenities at these two people, these two employees, these two loss prevention employees. The woman doing the recording is yelling that she's a lawyer, this is against the law for these people to detain her. So a lot to talk about here, Roger. I think the first angle to take at this, we don't need to talk about if it's a crime to steal candy. I think we can agree that it's a little, that's a small crime. But I think the main thing here is it a crime for these two store employees trying to prevent people from stealing from their store? Is it a crime for them to detain this 15-year-old girl?
But John, they were just doing their job, which is a poor excuse. But you know, my issue with this is I see both sides to this, because the girl committed aggression against the store. The store employs these two people to prevent that exact situation and to hopefully recover any damages in a situation like this. So technically they were doing their job. Now, was that job a crime? I don't know, because I think that if she had handed them the candy at that point, they have nothing that they can do to her, because she's given restitution for what she did. There was no harm, no foul, nothing, no problem. Obviously, let her walk at that point. But if she's still trying to walk out while she has the stolen property, I believe that they have the moral right to try to gain that restitution. Yes, it's candy. But what kind of candy? Was it, $100 block of chocolate? I mean, we don't know the circumstances. We don't know how much candy. She's wearing tight clothing, so probably not a whole lot of candy. But either way, I think that the store has a right to try to get that restitution. Now, does that mean that they have the right to aggress as much as they were in this situation? I mean, they hurt her pretty good. They scratched her knee up pretty good. Well, I say they. Her knee got scratched up pretty good when they were trying to, to stop her from getting away. They obviously, grabbed her very violently, holding her arms behind her back. There was no, long-term physical damage, but still, I'm sure it was quite painful. Is that a little too much? Probably. It's not a situation that I would have put myself in. But at the same time, I'm not sure that I can fault the company for it.
I'm not sure if I can fault the company for it either, but I think it's definitely a very poor PR move by the company. And, I don't know if this is something that they teach to go after people like this when they're – and like you said, maybe it was expensive candy. I don't know. I'm going on the assumption that it wasn't, that it was a candy bar or something. So maybe I'm wrong. But under the assumption that it is or it was just a candy bar or something of very low value, it seems to me that it would make more sense to sort of just take that loss and accept it instead of causing this big scene right outside your store and have a crowd gather around. So in my mind, something like this, normally the market – would just take care of it and not encourage this type of behavior. But I think it is in the right of the store, if they want to go after every little, piece of candy, every dollar that is stolen from, it is their right. I don't necessarily think it's the best business. Right. I don't think that this is a case of assault where they've overstepped their bounds. I think maybe it was, a stupid business decision.
Yeah, I mean, if I were the owner of the store, I'd be horrified by the actions of these two employees and would probably consider, if not firing them, at least some sort of disciplinary action, because it did put the store in a bad light. Now, whether what they did is moral or not, I would say that they have the right to do it. But I still absolutely say that if I were the owner of that store, no way, no how would I want to put myself in that situation.
Yeah, and one thing is clear also. These guys definitely take their jobs way too seriously.
Yes, they do.
The woman recording the video, asked for, told them they're not police officers. The one guy pulls out a badge that says loss prevention on it and shows his handcuffs, actually holds them up. Right.
But
it's just incredible.
But in their defense in that situation, as libertarians, we talk about private police, and that's, I guess, technically what these guys are. For their private police for that location. But you're right. I mean, they definitely have a much higher ego than their bodies can handle, because, waving around a loss prevention Legion badge, like you've got some authority and some power. Come on, get a life.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, if people find out that this grocery store, this chain, goes after people for petty theft, all they have to do is send in someone to steal a candy bar. You distract those employees.
Right.
And you can walk out with the TV, you walk out with the radio.
Sure, absolutely. And that's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah, maybe we'll try that.
No.
Maybe after the show, Roger and I would just plot and talk about robbing stores and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'll let you get caught, and I'll run off with the good stuff.
There you go. And actually, after this recording, we're going to record a exclusive Lions Pride episode. And, of course, you can join the Lions Pride by going to lionsofliberty.com/support. For as little as $5, you can get in the Pride. You get all of our exclusive content. You give a little more, $10 a month. You get some free T-shirts, things like that, other perks, discounts in the store. For $25 a month, you are in our elite tier. And you'll get 2 free shirts, 2 free koozies. You get 30% off anything you buy at the Lions of Liberty store, which is the same price that we get pretty much. You're getting everything at cost. And you get a monthly conference call with us to talk about ideas, things you want us to talk about on the show, stories you want me to talk about on Felony Friday, really anything that you'd like to contribute to the show. So go to lionsofliberty.com/support for all of that and to join so you can hear what Roger and I are going to talk about in the exclusive Felony Friday Pride Only exclusive, which can be released right after this show is published. So, Roger, before I let you go and before we start our exclusive Pride episode, can you tell the people listening where they can find out more about everything you're working on and, I don't know, some party words of wisdom?
You can find everything at thelavaflow.com. That's where my main podcast is. Also, Pax Libertas Productions, which the website for that is paxlibertas.com. That's the company that I'm doing all of my podcast network out of. So if you're interested in doing a podcast, you have a great idea for some sort of a liberty-oriented podcast, yeah, please check me out. You can also email me at roger@paxlibertas.com. But also check out the Free State Project. I was actually just recently made a board member of the Free State Project here in New Hampshire. And if you're serious about, you know, really making a difference with your activism and really want to, you know, surround yourself with thousands and literally thousands of liberty activists that are actually making a difference in their state, please check out the Free State Project. Consider moving to New Hampshire and, you know, come check us out at Liberty Forum or Pork Fest next year.
That is awesome. And we will link to all that on the show notes page. Roger, thank you so much for coming on Felony Friday.
Thank you.
Always a fun time getting to chat with Roger Paxton of the Lava Flow podcast. I really enjoyed getting some time to talk about some felonies with him. Playing Is This a Crime? And Should Anyone Do Time? Just truly a blast. And if you guys enjoyed today's episode, the format of today's show, you can always let me know. You can recommend stories you want me to talk about on Felony Friday. You can send that to felonyfriday@lionsofliberty.com. You can also reach out by joining the Lions of Liberty Forum. That's our private Facebook group. So you go on Facebook, in the search bar at the top, punch in Lions of Liberty Forum. And as long as you have a real profile picture with your real face on it and you have some friends, we will most likely let you in. So check out the Lions of Liberty Forum. And if you guys would like to hear more content like this from the Lions of Liberty, we do the 3 shows per week, every Monday with Mark Claire, Wednesday with Brian McWilliams, Electric Liberty Land, and Friday, this show right here. But in addition to that, we do have some exclusive content that we offer to our Lions Pride supporters. So in order to get access to that content, you need to contribute at least at a minimum $5 per month to join at our lowest tier. $5 per month will get you access to all of our exclusive audio. There was just some exclusive audio released earlier this week. The interview with Dave Smith, the Libertarians in Living Rooms Drinking Liquor, that was published on Monday in our podcast feed. There was an additional exclusive 15, 20 minutes or so afterwards with Dave and Mark and Brian and Howie, chatted a little bit longer. And it was a pretty interesting conversation. But if you're not a member of the Lions Pride, you didn't hear it. And in addition to that, after this show right here that you're listening right now, you can go listen to more with Roger Paxton, because I just published an exclusive episode for Lions Pride members with Roger and I. Talk for a while, talk about some more felonies. The $5 donation level is the lowest level, actually, you can donate at. You can contribute more than that. You can give $10 or even $25 a month. $10, you're going to get more perks, a free T-shirt, $25 free t-shirts and a free koozie. Plus, you get one monthly conference call with us every month. There's a store discount where you get stuff at cost at that $25 level. $10 level, there's also a store discount, just not as much, and you also get the free t-shirt and koozie. Please consider joining the Pride so we can grow the show and reach a wider audience, guys. Just one more thing, and then I'll let you go. Please, if you haven't checked out the DonorC app, if you haven't donated, or if you have, please, I want to encourage you again. We are still working with this group of libertarian podcasts and activists who are supporting different causes through DonorC. And the cause we're supporting right now is in Uganda. And what it actually is, it is to rebuild a road that was washed out, a road to this facility that they're building for orphans, kids that really don't have a home, don't have a roof over their head, don't have a way to get food. They're building a facility for them there. But the problem is the road to that facility was washed out. Now they've been able to repair the road with emergency funds, but they need to now replace those funds. So this project is to replace those funds. This project is to build the roads. The private sector is funding building the roads. It is a libertarian's dream, and you can find that charity by going to DonorC. You can search myself, John Odermatt, and you'll find the charity under me, or you can search Mark Claire and find it there as well. If it is fully funded by the time this airs, then I want to encourage you to join the group Walk the Walk on Facebook if you haven't yet. And probably the next charity that we're going to focus on is going to be announced there. So please think about doing that. Guys, this was an awesome show. I had a lot of fun today. I want to thank you once again for listening. And as you're listening to this right now, I am on my way driving on vacation. Yes, I'm going to the beach. So next week, of course, there will be another episode of Felony Friday. I've already recorded it. It's a great interview that I did with Michael Kravitz. And Michael Kravitz is a really interesting guy. Kravitz is a veteran. And the interview is going to focus mostly on something that we haven't talked about really at all on this show, the international treaties that make it problematic to end the war on drugs in this country. So Michael brings a very interesting perspective. He has an extensive knowledge base. It's a really interesting interview. Now that's all I got for today, guys. I really want to thank you once again for listening. This is John Odermatt signing off. Always remember to keep your head up in the fires of liberty burning.